We're listening to a new recording by jazz saxophonist Howard Wiley. This track is called 3 Days, and it's from an album that landed on the desk of NPR music producer Patrick Jaren-Watanonen, who also writes on jazz for NPR's A Blog Supreme. And Patrick is in the studio with me for a look at some of the new music that's crossed your desk. Great to have you here, Patrick.
Thanks, Guy. Delighted to be here again.
Now, the opening of this piece, I have to say, it doesn't sound like jazz. It's that, you have that violin and constant motion. It almost sounds like Bach or something like that.
Yeah, I hear that too, but let it develop a little bit. You know, you hear it really begin to swing.
I'm hearing like a lot of moving parts. There are voices and violins and horns.
Yeah, it's definitely an ambitious work that he's written here. A few years back, Howard Wiley went to Angola State Prison in Louisiana.
Hmm.
And Angola is this massive complex in the middle of nowhere. It's
right.
Built on this former slave-holding plantation. And it's kind of time out of mind. And he was so struck by it that he made a jazz record based on some of the old songs he heard there.
Wow.
Because, you know, of course, some of the prisoners who are there have passed down these
songs,
spirituals,
right.
Work songs, field hollers, etc. So this album is called 12 Gates to the City, and it's just full of that poignant, rich, southern, African-American tradition music.
That is Howard Wiley, and the track is called 3 Days from his new album, 12 Gates to the City. Patrick, that last piece, obviously, really a really big sound, but this next recording you brought in is much smaller in scale.
Right. Here's a recording from a great vocalist. Her name is Rebecca Martin.
Sounds lovely so far, but I'm not hearing, you said vocalist, I'm not hearing any singing yet.
Excellent observation. Yeah, it's true, no singing so far. There are only two other people on this entire record other than Rebecca Martin. I just really like how simple and effective they sound doing this. But yes, let's hear a little bit of Rebecca Martin's entrance.
Why should we waste a night like this? Why should we waste a single kiss? A kiss that is never tasted.
Wow, that is so intimate. I mean, it's almost like you're in this room with her. It's such a spare sound.
Yeah, a lot of jazz singers I've noticed recently have been stripping down their ensembles.
Hmm.
Maybe it's the economy or something. But, you know, I think it really suits Rebecca Martin well. I mean, she's made fuller sort of singer-songwriter albums with her original compositions.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is, you know, all jazz standards. And, you know, it's really hard to do that right. I mean, especially without any backup. I mean, you have to phrase everything so correctly. You know, the way she articulates a T or ends a word. She doesn't improvise much, if at all, here. She just focuses on expressing that melody. And when she gets it right, and I think that's pretty often, I think it's quite exquisite.
We won't say goodnight until the last minute.
Amazing. Gorgeous music. Music from Rebecca Martin. That's For All We Know from her new record, When I Was Long Ago. I'm speaking with NPR Music's jazz producer, Patrick Jaren-Watanonen, and he's brought us a few new jazz records that have crossed his desk. And Patrick, I'm hearing some tuba sneaking up behind us. Can't go wrong with tuba. What are we hearing?
This is from the composer Henry Threadgill, who plays saxophone and flute, and his current band is called Zooid.
Zooid. Isn't that something biological?
Yeah, I'm not a biologist, but I do read that a zooid is a single cell that can move independently within a larger organism.
Uh-huh.
So
clever.
Think of like a sperm cell. It has a certain autonomy within the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think of the soloist in this band in the same way. They move around and occasionally hook up with the rest of the band, sort of move in and out, and it kind of seems chaotic, but, you know, it sort of staggers and lurches, and kind of provides these really interesting dissonances, but kind of grooves, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. There's composers that single cell moving independently in the larger organism. What kind of composer thinks up something like that? I mean, we heard the tuba, and then you get the flute coming in.
It's an unusual composer who decides to do something like this, but I think if you sort of let it sink in and listen to it, you might, like, all of a sudden find yourself kind of, like, nodding along, like, yeah, I kind of get this. Henry Threadgill, he came up in Chicago. He was a member of the AACM, which is the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. And this is an important musicians collective that started in the 1960s. Mm. And throughout his entire career, he's always had unorthodox-looking bands, and he's always sort of teetered them on the boundaries of composition and improvisation. I find myself really drawn to it. I mean, who else does this?
That's Henry Threadgill and his band Zooid with the track Extremely Sweet William. And Patrick, I understand this next band is also from Chicago?
Yeah, there's always been a really happening and innovative jazz scene in Chicago. Mm. Some of these guys play in rock bands too, but they have a jazz project. It's a really good one. It's called Herculaneum. Herculaneum is coming out with a fourth record soon. It's called Olives and Orchids. In general, they've got really interesting horn arrangements and kind of happening grooves. I think of something like Charles Mingus's music, if maybe he lived in the 2000s and listened to rock music and Balkan brass bands and everything that's come since. And when they improvise, they tend to get a bit freaky.
These guys, I'm assuming, if they're also sort of like rock musicians, they're probably a little younger, right?
Yeah, they're certainly on the younger end. I think they're in their 20s and 30s. Mm. They're also white guys, too, whereas Henry Threadgill came from a musical community south side of Chicago, very aware of its blackness, its African-American heritage. But, you know, there's a lot of creative exchange within Chicago. I mean, the jazz scene is too small for there not to be. And that makes for some really cool hybrids of rock musicians and old-school free jazz heads like this band, Herculaneum.
And again, their new album is called Olives and Orchids. NPR music blogger Patrick Jaren-Watananen runs our jazz blog. It's called A Blog Supreme, and that's at npr.org/blogsupreme. Patrick, thank you so much.
Guy, it's always a pleasure.
And you can hear all of the music we just played at our website. That's nprmusic.org. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget to check out our podcast. Go to npr.org/weekendatc to sign up. I'm Guy Raz. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.